Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. Why does it sound so echoey in here? What is going on? Bucking Bronco, there's something weird about my system. Danger, Will Robinson. Okay, we'll see how this goes. Oh, Dundor B's in the house. Good to see you, Dundor. Welcome to whatever train wreck is about to happen. There's gremlins in my system. I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. Okay, it's going to be... There's a few brain cells left. I had one of those old echoey microphones attached. I forgot. I attached it last night because I was goofing around with something. Okay, all right, reset. Let's get some music going. We're back in the game. You know what I did? I putzed around. Another good Yiddish word, putz. I putzed around before the show. Big mistake. I don't want to let all you VIP pepperonis down. I got to take this seriously. You know what I mean? Whew. Okay. All right. Getting settled. I haven't even given the episode number. Welcome to episode 114. For Thursday. Oh, July 1st. It's July now. How tremendous is that? Maybe. We don't want the summer to go by too fast. We want to savor. We want to experience. We want to accomplish something. I was running my trap a couple weeks ago or so about I don't want this season to pass me by and to look back and say, what the hell did I accomplish? Nothing. I don't like that. I don't like that. My goodness, we're filling up with VIP pepperonis. This is super fun. I guess people were ready to hop aboard and have a little coffee with me this morning. The brewing the morning coffee is working very well. I have this old rat-a-tat-tat... This Starbucks mug. Are there still... Why are they playing commercials on my music? This never happened before. So weird. What is Google going to do next? Anyway, I have this old Starbucks mug. I want to find a new one. I want a shorter, fatter one. So it matches me better. Short, fat. I'm jealous of this tall, skinny mug. It's not fair. It just makes me think of all the things I am not. So it's no good. But brewing my own coffee is wonderful. I haven't left the house this morning like I normally used to do in the past all the time. This trumpet reminds me of Chuck Mangione. Does anyone remember Chuck Mangione? Why can my brain pull that? And then I can't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. How does that work? I don't know. It's great to see all these VIPs. I'm going to go ahead and rattle through the business end. Everybody, just a reminder, I'm a crazy person on the internet. Don't believe a single word I say. All right, everything's allegedly. It's for entertainment purposes only. And also, if you're listening via the podcast and you're a new listener, I want to help you make sense. I'm live streaming on Reddit right now. I do it this way so I can interact with all my beautiful friends from around the globe. We're multinational. Everyone, we call all these folks Tony's Pepperonis. Our dear Chief Afa gave us that name. I see her in the comment area this morning. In the live stream, as they say. So henceforth, I'm going to be interacting with all these beautiful people. This is how we do it on the show. It's a super fun time. I always have to go to the podium finish. And in the gold medal position, we have a longtime VIP pepperoni. It's Dundor B. Good to see you, Dundor. Good, solid gold medal finish. In the silver medal position, we have maybe the most accomplished pepperoni in terms of podium finishes, the most accomplished, the most formidable. She's lovely. She's beautiful inside and out. It's our very own Georgie Girl. Good morning, Georgie Girl. Just a small town girl. And, in the bronze medal position is, who knows, what do we call her? The VIP of all VIPs. She's got a beautiful spirit. Anytime she's around, life is just a little bit better. It's our dear Chief Fafa. Good morning, Chief Fafa. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. I see Scotty, the rabbit Scotsman. He's in kind of early. Sometimes he wanders in a little bit later. And of course, the Chicago Tank. Very important VIP mainstay to the show. Oh, and we even see Ross Trevina from across the pond. See, I told you it's international. We have an international. People from around the globe have nothing better to do than to get on Reddit and see what my fat face is going to say. It's the weirdest thing ever. And all my devices are going crazy, so I'm gonna try and grab a hold of what's going on here. And by the way, so normally, another thing I forgot to do this morning is to plug in the phone. So I'm going to do it right now. And in just a moment, I'm going to say the phone lines are open. And I'm going to mean it. If anyone wants to call into the Big Diesel, feel free. All right, I think just about. Boom. Okay, phone lines are open. Anyone wants to call, feel free. So guess what I did yesterday? This is groundbreaking. You're never going to... It's very weird. I went to a movie last night. And you know what? That was the first movie. Now, I've seen a bunch at home. But that was the first movie in a movie theater. You know, in well over a year. You know, it lines up with that big hullabaloo that happened with that. There was an illness thing. I stopped going to the movies because of that deal. They gave it a name. It's a big deal. Gee, thank you for noticing about the top button, Georgie. Maybe one day I'll be comfortable like this. I still haven't made peace with, you know, going against my own instincts. I still don't know how I feel about that. Good morning, El Salt. Good to see you, buddy. So I went to the movies. And you know what was really weird about it? I'm going to say I was there, I don't know, 15 minutes. Let's say 15 minutes into the movie. And I felt like I never stopped going. Like, talk about riding a bicycle and you never forget. I mean, it was weird. I don't really know what to make of that. Part of me says I wasn't missing much, or otherwise I would have been sitting there just thinking, I'm so grateful, so lucky, whatever. It was about 10 minutes in. It's like, oh yeah, this totally feels natural. I've always been going to the movies. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. Small Town Alien, welcome to the show. Thank you for the award. Good to see you. Oh, Robo Kitty's in the house. Let's see. Let me find. Oh, there she is. Good morning, Robo Cat. Robo, I hate to tell you, but, you know, it was not a very keto day for me yesterday being at the movies. I went completely apeshit nuts. Very sad. Very sad. Scotty says he had to be up early. Wife and I got a hold of bad Chinese last night. I'll spare the details. That does not sound good, Scotty. That does not sound good. Wait, everyone likes the unbuttoned golf shirt?
booking for royalty.
I want you guys, stop with the ads already. Holy cow, why did Google start doing this? What you guys are all saying, at least this is how my brain translates it. You're all saying that you have better taste than I do. I don't know. I'm sitting here. My brain says, oh my gosh, you're incredibly disheveled. Your top button is unbuttoned. Anyway. Chief Fafa had a question about Dolly. How's Dolly doing? She's doing quite well. You know, I took her to the farm for the first time this year. She had a knee injury. And I was told, oh, she can't exercise. She can't do much of anything. And, but I couldn't wait anymore. I had to take her to the farm. She had a tremendous time. She played super hard. And she's doing really quite well. Now, in truth, she limped around a little bit. She favored that leg a little bit afterwards. And I mean, she did sleep for the rest of the day. She's out of shape. But really after that, I mean, she was back to normal. So I think it's a very good sign. I think I'm gonna keep taking her out there. And I'm torn. Those of you guys that caught the story, you know, I was attacked by it. A very antisocial chicken. And Dolly didn't do anything because I trained her not to eat chickens. I didn't know that I was gonna get attacked by one, or I wouldn't have trained her in that way. But whatever, you live and learn. You live and learn. So yes, I went to the movie theater. Now, what did I see? I saw this thing. I'm not gonna remember the name. It's about where you have to be really silent, or the there's some sort of killer aliens. Some total savage killer aliens, but they hunt by hearing. So you just got to be quiet. If you're quiet, you're going to be okay. They're not going to get you. But as soon as you, whatever, you start crinkling, a bag of Doritos or whatever, boom, they're going to come find you and eat you, basically. Does anyone know what that movie's called? Yes, I could look it up, of course, but I'm too lazy. It's got the dude from The Office, you know, the nice guy from The Office. Although it was weird. He was in the very first part of the movie and then never saw him again. I don't understand. I might have been maybe something crazy happened with my blood sugar after ingesting all this crazy shit that I ate. And maybe he was in the movie and I couldn't even see straight anymore. I might have been in a bit of a diabetic coma or something. Or is that from when you have low blood sugar? I'm not entirely sure. Not entirely sure. Chief Afa says, that's nice to hear about Dolly. We all need to get out on the farm every now and again. Yeah. I mean, really. You're not kidding. It's stunning what a contrast it is to just go escape into nature. There's nothing like it. It's funny because I'm sure they kind of feel like, you know, they're getting a little bit of free labor, which they are. But it's like, I feel like I'm coming out way ahead. I'm learning skills. I'm getting some vitamin D, fresh air. I told the guy, the owner of the farm, the other day, we were riding his wagon. You know, he had a mule. I had to post that. I took a video, by the way. I had to post that. Anyway, the mule took us from the garden spot back to the farmhouse. And I just said, fresh air. Do you smell that fresh air? And he's like, what the hell is this guy talking about? It's just air. It's like, no, you don't get it. Licorice and popcorn for Tank at the movies, huh? You know what I did? I did the sneak in just for fun. And by the way, I can't believe the prices are through the roof. I can't believe it. Now, just for fun, I went to something, one of those little dollar store type things. It's just like, I'm going to see. I want to buy my milk duds there and just see how much it saves me. Holy shit. The prices they are charging, it is no joke now. No joke. Jeff Woodward, the vet author, is in the house. Good morning, Jeffrey. Good to see you, buddy. Licorice and popcorn. I'm more of a, popcorn, yes. Licorice, no. It's not my jam. But this movie, anyway, I can't remember what the hell this movie is called. But it was tremendous. It was tremendous. Oh, diabetic coma is hyperglycemia, says Chief Fafa, which is high blood sugar. Good to know. Good to know. And it really makes me wonder how you know that, dear. Makes me wonder how you know that. But maybe that's what happened. Maybe that guy was in the movie the whole time, and I was out of it just because I had redlined on milk duds and whatever else. Oh, Amber glows in the house. Amber, I'm going to go ahead and tell my story. I told you to remind me, Amber. And then we had to depend on my brain, my own brain. I'll go ahead and tell the story. Now, please, someone stop me. Would you guys let me know, have I told my story of getting salmonella poisoning when I was a teenager? If I've told this story before, stop me, and I apologize. It's funny. Now we've done enough of these shows, I have no idea what I've said and what I haven't said anymore. But Amber and I were talking about... Amber and I were talking the other day about working in the ER. And it just reminded me of one of my ER visits. Sadly, I've had several. But there was, Ross Trevina hasn't heard it. Anyway, all right, so here's the deal. Back when I was a teenager, there was a big thing in the Chicago area. Tank, maybe you remember it. Jeff, maybe you remember it. There was this little period of time where this dairy, there was a certain dairy, I can't remember which one it was, but something happened with their process, and there was a bunch of tainted milk that went out of this dairy in the area, and a bunch of people got salmonella poisoning. Now, it just so happened that whole story broke out while we were on vacation in Florida. It was like a spring break type of thing. Now, it's funny to think, back in those days, no cell phones, no internet. Now, Chief Alpha, I'm not surprised that you don't remember the salmonella thing, but I think Chicago people might remember it. It was in the Chicago area that this happened. And anyway, no internet, no cell phones. And so it's kind of interesting to look back. I think in this day and age, we would have been totally informed, but we weren't. We had no idea that there was this salmonella outbreak. It was hitting the news and everything. We had no idea. Didn't hear a thing about it. And as it turns out, we had a gallon of this tainted milk in our fridge sitting there waiting for me on the way back. And so we wrap up our vacation. We go back. Now, back in those days, I was a big, big cereal eater. Big. And that's just simply the first thing I did immediately upon getting home. We drove to and from Florida. We got back some evening. Just went in and I had cereal like it was my job. My little brother did the same. Now, I've always been a crazy person with food. He's always been fairly well together. What year was this? Asked Ross. This would have been, let's say 1900 and let's say 1985, between 85 and 87, something like that. Something like that. I wish I could remember the name of the dairy. I'm sure if I heard it, I would know it. Anyway, so I have a bunch of cereal. My little brother has a little bit of cereal. Then, of course, like the next day, by the next day, my parents have read the paper a little bit. We've watched a little bit of news, blah, blah, blah. The story's going around. My mom pours out the milk. She didn't even really think or, you know, it never dawned on her. Maybe the boys had some of this last night when we rolled in at whatever, 9 p.m. And anyway, yeah, roughly around the time of the Tylenol poisonings. That's right, Jeffrey. I think if I had to guess, I think, well, yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, you're right. Hill Farm Dairy. Anyway, so we're thinking nothing of it. Now, about 2 days afterwards. Now, you got to remember, all right? I would have been about right around 15 years old. My little brother was about 12. And so, I mean, we're rough and tumble boys, right? So the first thing that starts happening, it's just going to be a little graphic, all right, is about 2 days after we come back home, we start having really very impressive farts. Like, very impressive. You know, so we're making each other laugh, right? We're making each other laugh a fair bit. It's like, whoa, that now we're too dumb. We never thought what this is all about, right? And then the next day, now, and especially me, because I had so much more milk than my brother, I guess. The next day, so about the third day in, now legendary farts. Legendary. The length. Sorry, this is graphic. The length. The odor. This would have knocked out a goat, right? And so this is happening. And now again, remember, my brother's about 12. I'm about 15. We are also marveling at this. This hadn't really broken bad yet. This was an amusement. But I mean, legendary. 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 And then it all broke bad. Then it broke bad. The bad, whatever that organism in there, just started eating me from the inside out. Now, my little brother was sick, but I mean, I was like really sick. Really sick. And this is all a lead up to an ER story. I was so sick, I couldn't eat. I couldn't keep anything down. I couldn't even drink. I couldn't even drink water. I couldn't keep down water. So this is a bad deal. And so my parents took me to the ER to get fluids, to get IVs one night. And then they sent me home. Then I went through another day or two of can't even keep fluid down. And I felt like hell. It was horrible. So painful, horrible. They take me back to the ER. They had me, you know, it's like they wanted to, let's just confirm that it's this salmonella thing, right? You know? So they had me give them a sample That's the one thing that was very easy. No problem. But anyway, so I'm sick as a freaking dog. I can't even keep water down, and it freaked me out. I'm in the ER. Now, at least back in those days and at that hospital, I was probably at like Edward Hospital in Naperville, something like that. In the ER, it was one of these deals where you're in a hospital bed and there's someone in the next bed over and there's just a sheet hanging in between you, right? There's no walls. You can hear everything that's going on over there, around you, all that stuff. That's the way it was. Now, to make me feel better, I'm laying on this gurney just thinking, holy shit, I'm going to die. This is horrible. Now, to make me feel better, my nurse, she says, you know, you're not alone. The lady right next to you has salmonella poisoning. You're not going through this alone. Well, that was supposed to make me feel better. Well, then what happened? So the nurse, whatever, she left. Like almost as soon as she left, they had this lady hooked up to a machine. Ooh, she flatlines. She flatlines. And I mean, all hell broke loose. Doctors and nurses came in from everywhere. And it really was like it was like you hear in the movies. I mean, they're clear. They're hitting her with the paddles and all that stuff. Well, this freaking lady, she died. I laugh. It's horrible. But I mean, what are the chances? That was supposed to make me feel better. Hey, this lady has just what you have. She died like 5 minutes after that nurse told me that. And then they wheeled her out. Finally, after they were, you know, that's it. Let's call it. It's done. We're done trying. They wheeled her out. But then they had to, I don't know if they had to do some paperwork or some shit. But they had her sitting right at the end of my bed. I remember there was some sort of tag on her toe, as if they had given her a price, like they were going to go sell her down at the farmer's market. There's something wrapped around her toe, and I remember her foot was like out of the sheet. They had her sitting right at the end of my bed while they did whatever paperwork, and then they took her on her way. It was the most fucked up thing ever. I hope Amber enjoyed that. It was quite the ordeal. I was, believe it or not, I know this is going to be hard to believe, but I was skinny back in those days. I was very athletic, moving all the time, playing sports all the time. No, not overweight at all. For a week, for that week, I remember I lost 17 pounds. 17 pounds. And I was already slim and trim, not an ounce of fat on me. This is way pre-jowls. So that was quite a deal. Oh my gosh, that salmonella. It's funny. If I, you know, maybe I ought to have my little brother on the show just to talk about the farts someday. Oh my gosh. Yeah, they did CPR. I think. I mean, they were doing all sorts of work on her. I think CPR. Now, I couldn't see what was going on. I could only hear it. But I know they did those paddles. I remember them saying, clear. And then it seemed like maybe they were talking about what sort of setting to put it on or something. I don't know anything about that shit. But I think they hit her with those paddles at least a couple of times. Yeah, what a deal. Oh my God. Salmonella poisoning. That was a long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away. Has anyone looked up the name of this movie that I saw last night? Now the Tylenol, I think the Tylenol poisoning thing was really interesting. Yeah, it was Tylenol laced with cyanide. That was the deal. And one thing I remember about that, one thing that's just kind of interesting, of course, everyone's, the world changed in that from that point on, that's what brought all these protective films over, like bottles of aspirin and all that stuff. You know, it seems like they're on everything. Those little covers. Well, it just so happened, a classmate of mine, his dad was in that business, like owned some sort of business making protective covers for, you know, pill bottles, which pretty interesting, huh? It's like no one had ever heard of that beforehand. And then overnight it's everywhere. Yeah, they did pretty well. They did pretty well. Oh, you guys want to meet my brother, huh? Risky. You know, stranger things have happened. He loves the show. He's a lot of times when I talk to him, he proves to me that he's listening to it. It's funny. Yeah, I'm sure he would love to get it, come on and talk about, yeah. Yep. It's funny, enough emotional healing has happened that we've really forgotten about the bad times. Obviously, that was a horrible situation, but we do enjoy from time to time reminiscing about those farts. Oh, you know, boys. Boys will be boys. Quiet Place, that's what the movie's called? Yeah, Quiet Place. What a neat premise. I saw the first one years ago. And so this is part two or whatever. And, you know, normally you just don't expect much. You know, these things decline over time. It was extremely well done. I thought I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was very, very well done. And I would suggest it to anyone. And there were several moments where it's just like, how the hell are they going to get out of this? It was just very, very well done. What a thought. I don't know. Let's see. We're 32 minutes in. Let's see how the mailbag's doing today. Been a lot of mailbag. I don't know what happened. It seemed like it jumped up. You know, way back months and months ago, there was a mailbag overflow, and I just did read some on videos, YouTube videos. I might have to do that because I hate to have these sit around. I might have missed some. Anyway, welcome to episode 114, everybody. Okay, first mailbag letter. Here we go. Dear Tony, I can't believe I'm sharing this with you and your audience, but I don't know where else to turn. I'm a reasonably attractive woman, 38 years old, and never married, no kids. I'm comfortably self-supporting with a solid career. My problem is I just can't seem to get a relationship going, and I don't know why. I can't even get a date, to be honest. Is it COVID? Is it the battle of the sexes? This is from Janice L. Well, I feel for you, Janice. You know, and you didn't leave me a whole lot of information, right? But I'll say this, Janice, I'll say this. The universe works in very predictable cause and effect. This is a law of the universe, cause and effect. Now, the effect that you're experiencing is you can't get a date. This is funny because this is like me talking to myself. Okay, the effect that you're experiencing is you can't get a date. You're feeling unlucky in love, okay? What I'm telling you is there is a cause for sure. It's not like there's no reason. That's not the way the world works. So there is a reason. Now, you haven't given me very much information. So We're going to have, but I'll give you a flavor. I'll give you some food for thought so that maybe you can get to the bottom of this. Now, one quick way you could do this, if you really want to really get to the bottom of it, surely you have some sort of friend that you can just really trust. You can just say, hey, look, for love of Christ, is there, just be honest with me, is there something I'm missing? I can't even get a date. What, just be honest, just be straight with me. What do you think it is, right? And they'll just be like, well, Janice, you know, didn't want to say anything, but you're missing a front tooth. You know, it's kind of weird. Whatever it is, you know, that gigantic growth on your left breast, you know, it just makes things lopsided. I don't know what it is, but so maybe you could find a friend that's going to be straightforward with you, maybe. I mean, I'm sure COVID has made this not easy, right? Because the obvious, I'm not even going to go into it. But it might be, Janice, that you're looking for love in all the wrong places, right? I feel like I said this on a show within the past couple weeks. A really good go-to, a good standby, approach to this is through volunteering. Just get out there. Just volunteer. Be a part of something. You said 30. Oh, 38 years old. So there are organizations that are all about volunteering. Just latch onto one of those organizations, and what's going to happen is you're going to be around a bunch of nice people, including nice dudes, right? And in the meantime, you'll feel better about yourself because you'll be helping someone else anyway. So even if it doesn't work out, it's just good for you to get out of yourself and volunteer. But I'm betting that that's going to put you in proximity to, you know, people that might. So Chief Office says Janice is hitting on you, Tony. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Would you think she was going to be like, Janice, here, I'll email you back? You think she's waiting for an email? Am I that? Is this obvious? Nothing worse than missing chiclets. Right. It's a major. It's a bad sign, isn't it, Tank? Mennonites Twerking says, hey, Tony, what do you look for in a lady to date? For me, you know, it's funny. I have some fun criteria. Funny. Odd, maybe. My first criteria is height. I have a Napoleon complex. I'm a short dude. And here's one thing I know about myself. Now, I have a lot to give. I'm a sweetheart. I'm just super loyal and committed, like to an insane level. So I actually understand. I'm a bit of a catch, a bit. I'm nothing crazy special, but you know, I would be good for someone. So I'm just not going to take any shit from anybody. I'm going to take my own advice that happens at the end of the show. And so in my mind, it's like, I just simply need a tiny little gal, because if I need to, get someone to chill out a little bit, you know, this is going in a very bad way. But let's see, other than being shorter than me, which I realize that's totally shallow, but it is what it is. I think other than that, it's just all about personality. Fun. I do need to be with someone smart. I just do. Someone that gets my sense of humor. See ya, Dundor. Have a good day, buddy. Oh, Robo says it's not me. I'm 37. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That is funny. Rainy Sachs, welcome to the show. Rainy says, you've got it right. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Yep. Chifafa seems convinced. She says she's throwing out the bait. It's interesting. It's an interesting theory. It's like, how would that go? So she has emailed me essentially, and maybe she's sitting there thinking, maybe this guy's going to email me back. I'll help you personally in one of those deals. I love this comment. The comments are going by fast and furious, but Rainy Sack says, Tony is the sit outside your window singing late at night with the blues. Yeah. Tank's bride is 5'2 and he's 6 feet. This is what I'm talking about. That's just one of my, Chifafa says, Tony, you are a catch, buttoned or not. Yeah. So yeah, maybe Janice is throwing, it's funny how that didn't even occur to me at all. I'm a pretty oblivious dude when it comes to, romance. I'm trying to think if I can think of a time or two where I've had a friend. I remember there was this really sweetheart of a gal in the Chicago area years and years and years ago. And I remember she had a boyfriend at the time. So in which the way I operate, okay, and the way I'm wired, it's like I never even considered, you know, it's like she's got a boyfriend. So boom. And a friend told me, after a while, this girl's in love with you. She's giving you every sign, you know. And I was like, really? Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Maybe I'm oblivious to that sort of stuff. Okay. Next mailbag, everybody. I hope you're enjoying episode 114. It's Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. Thank Christ. Let's see. Hey, Tony. Just for fun, and I hope it's not too much TMI. What were your last five purchases on Amazon? I want to catch a glimpse into the life of the Big Diesel. Thank you for all you do. This is from Thomas M. Oh my gosh, my last five purchases. I want to see if I can do this off the top of my head. Then maybe I'll check myself. Let's see. All right, it's going to be weird. One purchase was a bunch of, let's call them MREs. You guys know what MREs are? Meals ready to eat. It's basically prepper food, right? I got a big box. I'm seriously preparing for the zombie apocalypse. It's a real thing. So that's one thing. Let's see. I branched out. So I've talked before about how I am the I've talked about how I'm the Mr. Green Jeans. I am it's so dangerous for me to read the comment section while I'm talking, because several times I think, oh man, what they're talking about is more exciting than what I'm talking about. Anyway, I'm the Mr. Green Jeans of clothing, right? So I always buy multiples of things that I like, which is very, very boring, but that's just what I do. Well, I did something. Now, this is to me, really exciting. This is as crazy as I get with clothing. So there's a pair of pants. I'm wearing them right now. It's these green Columbia. I wear them all the time. I have so many copies of the exact same thing. Same color, blah, blah, blah. Well, I finally branched out. I bought a gray pair. This is excitement for me. They haven't arrived yet. Let's see what else. All right. A really nice camp chair from a company called Big Agnes. They have really light stuff, very well made. So I thought, well, I want to have a light camp chair. Just try it out. Let's see what else. So that's three. So the MREs, the pants, camp chair. I don't know. I'm going to have to get on Amazon. Let's see what I'm missing. There's about to be a whole bunch of solar stuff for the Bambalance. Oh, a book. I forgot a book. It's called, I was talking about this the other day, but I couldn't remember what it was called. Raven Rock. I got to read this title to you guys. Raven Rock, the story of the U.S. government's secret plan to save itself while the rest of us die. This is a book about all these secret bunkers and stuff that the government and all these contingency plans. It is insane. They have these hollowed out mountains where people can survive even a nuclear deal. They can survive like 30 days, which I think that's kind of brief. Wouldn't they want to? I mean, if you're hollowing out mountains, why don't you plan for at least 60 or 90 days? You know, what the hell? But I was fascinated by that. Anyway, let's see. Was there another? Oh, and then the Keurig stuff. That would be the fifth. I bought a bunch of Keurig stuff the other day. Whatever. So there's an insight. There's no Rolexes. I'm not, can you even buy a Rolex through Amazon, I wonder? I don't know. It makes me wonder. So Chifafa says, just to play devil's advocate with myself, Janice may be completely sincere. One never knows. Maybe. But see, now you've done your job, though, Chifafa. Now you've got me wondering. What should I do? Should I reach out? Should I take the bait? Should I respond back? Presumably she's watching right now, or I guess she could be a podcast listener. Maybe she's watching sometime in the future. We'll know if he has an afterglow tomorrow. Funny. Let's see. Oh, the Purge movie comes out tomorrow, huh? Tank, what did you vow never to eat again? Oh, you're going to request that book from the library, eh, Rainy? That is the way to go. I do sort of hate myself that I just buy books instead of get them from the library. But I like to feel like I can have them to refer back to. It seems like they may not want to advertise their safe place. Anyway. Oh, MREs. Oh, you don't like MREs? I think it's fun. It's fun to... I like firing one up every once in a while just for fun. Let's see. Okay, so that's my Amazon stuff. How are we doing on time? 49 minutes in. Dear Tony V, if you were fresh out of college with a nondescript degree, how would you set about starting a career in the actual environment we live in today? Asking for a friend. This is from Andy K in Iowa City, Iowa. That's where, Iowa City. That's That's Iowa University, right? Iowa City. I've heard that is a tremendous. I have a friend that went to Iowa. Childhood friend. I've heard it's just the funnest town ever. You guys are still debating whether this girl is sincere. That's funny. Okay, so if you're fresh out of college, what direction do you want to set your sails in, Andy? I mean, okay, I'm just going to answer it just for me. I mean, we're in weird times. What the hell would I do? What would I do? Well, I guess one way I could look at it, Andy, is you could say it doesn't matter what times we're in, because I think in a certain way the playbook is the same. You know, Roger Penske said once, and I think it's so true. Basically, he was speaking to some sort of college graduation. He said something like, "Today is the start today to build a reputation you'll be known by. Start today." And I think in a sense that's true. Like the main blocking and tackling of life, it doesn't matter what times we're in. You want to be dependable. You want to build up valuable skills. You want to be of use to someone else. It blows my mind. I keep hearing stories about all these people staying at home, getting government checks. I just don't get it. You know, you got to do something. You got to be of value. Build out a network of contacts too. Who you know is incredibly important. So I think that you bring that framework to whatever time you're in. But specifically, your question is about now. Shit. And you have a nondescript degree, it sounds like. Okay, sales. If you can really rock and roll at a sales guy, you'll have a great life. But I mean, I would be an entrepreneur. Just be the boss. Do your own thing. I feel like this is a very weak answer to the question. It's a hard question to answer. Rainy Sachs says, get a job anywhere, then move on. See, Tank is such a wise dude, right? He says, that's my motto. Be better than yesterday. Yeah, keep it. That's a keep it simple way of looking at stuff, isn't it, Tank? Yeah, be better than yesterday. Find a job you enjoy, then it doesn't feel like work. Yes. Very important. Very important. Yeah, I wish I had a better answer for you, Andy. You'll figure it out. But just whatever you do, just try to be excellent, right? Just try to. Okay, next letter. Dear Tony, I recently received a neighborly tip that my husband has been frequenting a poker game without my knowledge. Before confronting him, I wanted to confirm that it is actually true. I hired a private investigator and did confirm beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is happening. Holy shit. All outward signs of our lifestyle would tell me there is no underlying problem with our finances yet. I'm really nervous about this. I know I need to confront him, but I'm just not prepared for the gigantic emotional and financial roller coaster this would be. Do you have any experience or at least moral support with this type of thing? If nothing else, I know you will brighten my day a little bit. This is from Tammy B. in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So there's some sort of poker game up in Milwaukee. Why am I not surprised? There's poker game everywhere. Wow. See, this is... I have to make some inferences. Is that the right word? I mean, that's a relatively long letter, but like, So you don't like there's different types of poker games, right? There's, I mean, if your husband is just getting together with his buddies, right, for a, you know, a little poker. I mean, it doesn't, you don't necessarily say high stakes poker, but you certainly seem to be thinking that this is some sort of, it's one thing to go play poker with your buddies. It's another thing to go find a game, you know, that's a whole different ball of wax. I have to assume you're talking about that kind of thing. He's going to a more serious game, maybe more high stakes thing. It's fast. It's interesting. So you got a tip and then you hired a private investigator. So that's fascinating. Either you had a hunch about your husband already, or I guess this is a very credible, I don't know. I'll say this. After sipping some coffee, I'll say this. I mean, the gambling thing can be no joke. No joke. I do know a couple people in my past that have been just completely mowed down by the gambling thing. I knew a girl whose husband developed a problem. He kept it totally under the radar. And lo and behold, the way she found out is... yeah, guess what? We're losing our house. It's horrible. Horrible. So, I mean, this sort of thing can happen. And definitely the fact that your husband's not saying anything to you, that's a really strong sign. And I would say you have every right to, because nothing was said. I mean, if this were a little ticky-tack with your buddies, you'd just say, I'm going to play poker with my buddies. So, Tank has a great point. High stakes means different to different people. If you're paycheck to paycheck, $100, buy-in could be high stakes. This is very true. I'm thinking, I mean, again, because I've seen this blow up in a couple of people's faces, I mean, this gambling thing is a real thing. Thank Christ it doesn't do it for me, whatever. But I mean, there's some people where it grabs a hold for sure, and it's a freaky thing. I think you have every right, Tammy, to. I think you got to face it because if you don't confront this situation, you're never going to know. That's going to eat you alive. You're always going to be looking over your shoulder, and if there is maybe a problem there, the sooner the better. Tank says, hell, I lost $1,900 on Super Bowl between strips, cards, and squares, but I could afford it. Yeah, we've all had a bad day, right? Where we walk out a little lighter in the pocket and whatever. But yeah, it's all relative. It's all relative. So, Tammy, I would say you got to confront him. Do it right away. Rip the Band-Aid, right? Rip the Band-Aid. Get a feel for what's the reality here. Face it. That's Tony's walking around money. Let's see. Yeah, it feels like I got some walking around money today. Spooky says, I lost $5,000 in crypto this week. That crypto stuff is no joke. See, that's probably where if someone that wants to gamble, there you go. I can't believe the swings, even on something mainstream like Bitcoin. Those swings, I mean, I haven't watched it real close, but it feels like I've seen a 10% swing in a day. That's pretty substantial. Anyway, good luck, Tammy. Good luck. Confront your husband. Yeah, the crypto folks, they always got to tell you how you're doing, how they're doing. Have you ever noticed? Here's another thing I've noticed about my gambler friends. They will never tell me about the losses. They only tell me about the wins. It's interesting. All right, next letter. Dear Chicago Tony, I was reading the other day that the world is in something like $250 trillion of debt, but only has a GDP of like $80 trillion. Sounds pretty bad to me, but if I don't... Sorry, it sounds pretty bad to me, but I don't begin to understand it. What does it mean? This is from Yellen. Yellen? Y-E-L-L-O-N. Yellen J. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where you heard this, but it sounds about right to me. There are... disclaimer, okay, I'm not a financial person. I'm just a crazy person on the internet. I'm not giving it financial advice. I'm just giving my opinion. I see more and more financial people speaking in these types of terms. I think what's really weird is I'm seeing a lot of guys just concede. It's done for. It's a weird time. I can't ever remember financial people saying it's over, it's going to be a train wreck, you know, so it's weird times. So what does it mean? What it means is buy some cans of tuna and some spaghetti, okay? Sock it away, buy an ambulance, put some solar on the top. I'm kidding. But, yeah, it's a weird time. It's a weird time. I don't know. I can't tell. Okay, so that's the last letter. Tank says, we'll all be eating cat food in 10 years. Here's an interesting one from Chief Alpha. Seems like the money pennies create themes for the day. Are you talking like bundling letters together? That's an interesting thought. It makes me wonder, are they maybe I'm getting even more letters? That's interesting. Yeah, because we had, let's see if there's a theme for today. Here's the Janice trying to get a date. That's letter number one. Letter number two is, what did you buy on Amazon? Letter number three is, what career should a guy out of college? Okay, so far, do I see a theme? I don't think so. Number four, my husband is gambling. Number five, $250 trillion in debt, but $80 trillion GDP. I don't necessarily see a theme for today, dear. What's the theme? This is true, Tank. This is true. Now, this is interesting. Tank says, at least they let Janice through the screening process and they aren't keeping her from you. Yes, right. There have been, on a previous show, I found out there have been some letters sent in with some pictures, which I really... But anyway, we determined the money pennies are just looking out for my best interest, right? And they're screening out some gold-digging hooers. I don't know. Chief Alpha says, yes, today was money-themed. Thursday was Money Thursday. Sans Janice. Money, huh? Let's see. Can't get a date. That's Janice. Okay. What'd you buy on Amazon? What career should I have? my husband's gambling, and then the world is in debt. Yeah, maybe. Possibly. Maybe. Oh, we're an hour and five. Holy cow. Uh-oh, the first of the month for Rainy Sacks. That's going to be a tough day then. Rough and tumble. All right, well, anyway, I guess I'd better wrap up. An hour and five, so I'm cutting it close here. Thank you for spending Thursday morning with me, everybody. Thank you. It's good to see everyone. Today was fun. I'm going to ask Becky, are you guys doing themes with letters? It's got me wondering. My music homework, Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee. I don't know how she put her voice through that tank. Can you imagine? Look at those vocal cords under a microscope. Good God. She worked her instrument quite hard. Oh, Amber's even still along. Thank you, Amber. Good to see you. I hope your trip is going just swimmingly. Oh, no pun intended. Okay, watch out for snakes, dear, okay? Please, just for me. All right, thank you, everyone. Good to see you, Ross. It's great that you were in today. Good to see everybody. I'll see you all tomorrow. In the meantime, you know what I say. Don't take any shit from anybody. All right, see you soon. Bye-bye.